Ja, moin und Glück auf. I hope the applause is worth it.
Schön, dass ihr alle hier seid.
Great that you're here. That's really impressive. The room is full. Finding a room is quite difficult. We are here in a really cool room. That's amazing. We have been here 2 years ago already. But it's more difficult to find a real room outside of this space. What makes up a good room? Here are cool people. And outside, sometimes they're cool people, sometimes they're not so cool. We want to show you now a really cool room which we found, like a space we found, which we discovered and want to open up for a broad community. And we want to introduce this space now to you. PowerCycle also suits this project. We see here a map of the Ruhr area. This is where we are from. And in this area, we sit in this green middle space. The hack space is in Bochum, CT Dortmund, Wuppertal. But like really in the middle, where the Ruhr area is like briefing, there's nothing. And then we said, or some people said a few years ago, we need to do something. But we come to this later on. I tell you something about mining. We bought, or in general, it's going to be about the coal mine General Blumenthal. It's the most important hard coal mine in Recklinghausen. It has 6 different locations, 9 pits. There are different locations and so on, but that's not so interesting. The end of operation was in 2001, and they have been mining coal for 132 years. There's a commercial right now.
So I've been doing something like a commercial. The year of 2000, I kind of accompanied the end of the German coal mining. I still have that podcast. You can still listen to it in case you're still interested. End of commercial. General Blumenthal, we bought mine number 7, or pit number 7. So that shaft was sunk in 1940, and 2001 it was filled up again. It was 108 meters deep, and the shaft that we bought was only used for passenger transport, and it was for supply of fresh air to underground spaces. You can see that there's some kind of air shaft to support the workers, the mine workers, with fresh air. The main buildings are from the year 1954, and we will talk about these a lot more later. And it's the one and only completely preserved mine complex in Recklinghausen. So it's an architectural super design jewel feature, and it's the only one that's left. And it's the only supporting structure that is still left. And always when I come back from Hamburg or from holiday somewhere, I can see all the supporting structures from far away, and I'm like, wow, I'm back home. So what you can see here is a complete overview of the whole location. Everything that's green belongs to us. So about these main buildings, what you can see now in the Zoom is the entrance area, the small pit connecting to different levels, so where the bosses used to give the work to the workers and where they used to get the money, the offices. And then you go to the showers where you kind of undress and redress into the black clothing to drive down and come back up and shower again and redress into your everyday clothing and are able to go home. And then there's 2 ventilators. In the top right corner, you can see it with the number 2, ventilator 2, and in the bottom, ventilator 1. And that's, of course, of survival necessity for the mining people. We also have conveyor frame structures and a conveyor machine that also belong to us, and you know, some other buildings like old bicycles building and some outdoor areas. At the moment, there is a place where people still collect the methane that's still left from the old coal mine. Now you can see a picture of the whole area from above. Translator's note, I don't know how to translate the word Kaue. So you can see we're in the Ruhrpott, the idea of it being dirty and no green is not really true, is it? So maybe there is nature in Ruhrpott, and the myth about it being a dirty place is not that true at all. It's very beautiful, and if you have a view to the left, that's where Dortmund is. It's really how you imagine the Ruhrgebiet being. Deep sleep of the sleeping beauty.
Kohnpott said it already, 2001, they stopped all the mining activities and they filled up the whole pit. A few areas have been kept open, I will come back to this later. But otherwise, there was nothing going on in the area anymore afterwards. There's been like single usage. Since 2006, it has become a heritage protection. I don't know actually who initiated that. I think it was like a heritage protection caretaker of the city who initiated that. It has been used in between as like a warehouse for a local festival. And some people haven't been on the area and used it here and there. The pit has been closed up until like a little connection where like this methane gas was transported through. And there's still one coal mine gas power station on the area, which has been used the methane to convert it to energy, which was good to use it, and it was like less climate damaging, but yeah. It has been also used as a lost place, there has been vandalism. There's still something we have to deal with, but it's definitely got less. But since we are there and present, it has definitely been less. So we had visitors from volunteer sprayers on our sites. In 2015, then the idea of the B7 lab came up. At this day, there was an association called Panic Me? So a few people came together and initiated, hey, couldn't we set up a hack space in Recklinghausen? And then we came up like, hey, we could actually use this this space, this area to do that. And in 2015, this kind of started. So this room in the picture has been like transformed into like a provisorial hackerspace. And 2015 we figured was not like the real thing, it just became really cold in there. So just being there was not that great, so we need something which we can heat a room. And then we thought, okay, we need to move back into the main building and
intermediately, we were living in the Hackerhütte, that was like one of the side buildings, and that was heatable. And that's where we moved in because we noticed we need to heat. So the first hackerspace is the now known C3RE.de, if you want to check it out. And you can also find us in our assembly with exactly this name, if you have interest in talking to us. And now I'm going to just show you some impressions of the area.
B7 is Blumenthal 7.
B7 is called B7 because it means Blumenthal 7, and that's our address and the name of our association. So here you can see the ventilator of the pit from the inside. So it has like 4 meters
diagonal.
It's 4 meters in diagonal, and it's very rusty, as you can see. And the pit itself that would actually ventilate the air could go through, it doesn't exist anymore. It has been filled, but it's still there, so you can have a look at the technology that was used. And this is what was used to actually get the coal up. And here's some pretty vandalism. And of course, nature takes it back and grows when you're not there. That was a lot, actually. And here's some more nature. So you can imagine how it was growing over. And this is the courtyard.
Das ist jetzt das Vorherbild.
That's the before image. That's what it used to look like. And this is what it looks like now. Wow. So you can see the work. Now we have like artists that basically started building their sculptures. There's a sculpture garden in front of the area and one in the courtyard of the main building. And if the weather is nice, it's not only used for the sculpture, but also like to chill and do little fires and so on. Was that your part already? Okay, I'm going to continue. So in the year 2015, we had like the first contact, and we started our association in the year 2016. So we noticed we need some kind of legal association. We don't really like doing all these things, but sometimes it has to be so you can communicate with authorities. And from 2016 on, we started working on how to start building the whole thing, and until 2020 we were just there as guests of the former owners. And in the year 2020 we managed to finally be able to buy it. We paid $20,000, and wow, that's basically nothing. We paid that was €20,000 we paid for the whole area, and then the one symbolic euro for the buildings, because it's heritage. Because it's a heritage, it's under heritage protection, so that wise was so cheap.
Das klingt total viel, aber das ist halt bitter notwendig, um das ganze Ding überhaupt am Zusammenbrechen zu hindern.
So we need to have some money in the back. It sounds like a lot of money, but we really had to keep it in case something happens. And 2022 we got some money and promotion through hashtag Heimatruhe, which is like a national fund that supports infrastructure and structure in the region. And that promotion or these funds enabled us actually starting to reconstruct the building.
Some more impressions of the site and how we create the space. So when you're in the area, if you're interested in seeing this, just contact us. We are open. You can look at this if you just want to get an impression of the space, want to take some pictures. Just really contact us. It's not like 24/7 someone is there, but actually maybe there is. This is one of our workshops where we do some of the heavy work and lifting. So, yeah, we have to kind of accompany the constructions from somewhere. Then we have the amateur Funk connection. We have nature and people who take care of it and who really love this. Of course, in the hacking hut, we also have a food space, so we all get food. And this is the art garden.
von Fingers elektrischer Welt gibt es Kontakte.
We from Fingers Electrical Work, we have connections here, so we have some really cool installations here. And this was the last summer festival with some exciting some industrial romantic sites of the conveying tower. And yeah, we do a lot of things with light here to highlight the space and the beauty of the space. And even more light installations. And there are even more light installations. So last year we got like somebody pinged us up and was like, hey, are you there throughout New Year's? We would really love to celebrate with you and do some really cool light installations. So yeah, we haven't been there, but they still did their thing.
Ja, und 2021,
yes. And 2021, before it, we really started with the construction sites, the mine was still pretty empty. And we got the opportunity to give a space to the urban artists to set up an installation, an art fair. Which was called Ruhr gegen Klima, so it's like Ruhr things and climate. And yes, this was like a thing which ran for three to four months and was like a really cool event. Okay, then we start with the construction. I tell you what kind of projects we kind of get ourselves into right now. The biggest project is actually this construction phase one. One of our colleagues said, well, I found this project where we can get money, where we can actually do something here. And we thought, there's like a few hundred thousand euros which you could get, and we actually wrote an application and got the money. But that was actually just the smallest amount of the work. The biggest part of the work still came now. And yeah, the county wants to have a project and time plan, and we need to tell them for the next 2 years what we want to do, what we want to really create and do here. And this is very difficult, and this especially for like an association like us, where we cannot really tell you what we're going to do in the next 2 hours. So yes, but we contacted the local government in Münster, and we had like a very great contact person which was helping us. And now in November we got like a piece of paper from the county, which told us like, okay, what can we change? How can we change our plans right now and not? Because there was like a lot of multiple crises, Corona and the war, and navigating all of those administrative challenges is pretty hard. So now, what you see here now is the first construction section. So we had to take care of the roof. Then we have been there and set out those blue lines there, which are the connectors for the heat pump. And that since this summer, it looks like this. So this space, we call it the rage space. So this one is not there anymore. The room became bigger. And this is like a side thing we have to do when we want to get this money. So we had to set up this sign. There were some side quests which we called feature creep, which you maybe know from software coding. And I wanted to tell you something about the things connected to the energy management here. So when we, when you have a space this big, it fills with stuff.
It's like that.
And then the most crazy things to take care about. So yeah, the one thing we want to take part of us also like we have to get energy, and then we thought about okay, we need to install solar panels on the roof. And this was like one of the easier projects. Another thing in this whole sector of energy was actually the heating. And we wrote the application for in 2022. And yeah, there was the idea to actually put in like a solar, a gas pump, a gas heating. But actually we thought, okay, when we have more money, we want to do this more environmental friendly. And install a heat pump, and life said no. There was a war in Europe, and everyone realized we cannot wait for this anymore, we need a solution now.
Yeah.
The problem is just like those heat pumps are just incredibly expensive. And yeah, as a hacker with some self-respect, there's only one solution, building it yourself. So we checked in into our network, and yeah, and we had some people working in the area who could help us, machine engineers, cold engineer developing electronic software, everything. So we thought, okay, we're going to tackle this project now. And it's, of course, not so easy because there are a lot of regulations you have to adhere to. And yeah, it's completely new. So we were trying to build up a heat pump which doesn't have like a specific liquid in it, which used propane as a cooling gas. So yeah, it was kind of hard to develop this. Since December, we manifested an outer hull for the heat pump. And when we recovered from the Congress, we want to install the components of the cooling technician. This has been like a pretty big sub-project. And yeah, with everything we do, it shouldn't be like now only for this one heat pump. We want to document this and build this up for the community. So you guys don't have to do all of this again. What we have done in the summer already. Oops, this should come later. But we can go back. We built up the warm collector, which is like an air heat pump. And this is like a collector which actually gets like has like a ground source heat pump. And yeah, here's like a call. There's like another talk about this tonight in Freiburg in the south. So yeah, that would be great. If you're interested in this, definitely check out this talk on energy transition. And now I have 5 minutes left.
So I would like to say something about what we have ahead of us. Like, where do you want to go with this project? So we start with some numbers. It's sometimes very important to brag. So we have an extremely huge area of property, 24,000 square meters. And we now started the first step with 400 square meters. Oh, this is a mistake on the thing. So we have 24,000 square meters of Freiraum. That's a German word for like free autonomous space. So we have a basic concept. On one hand, we want to have a public and community space with open workshops, a repair cafe, a maker space, a hacker space, an amateur radio. And in this, we also want to invite more associations to join. On top of that, we, of course, want to have art, culture, events, food, yet also some possibilities for commercial use, co-working and startups. So if you have an idea, if people like come out of the makerspace with their own lab and then kind of want to build a new company out of this, this is the kind of experience we want to enable with our space. So we noticed that all of this is not doable with only the structure of an association, right? Because our association, Blumenthal 7, has one main idea, and that's keeping something as a heritage site. So we don't want to get into trouble with the people of the tax collection. That's why we have thought of a new legal construct that we will start building on. So it's already the fifth time we're restarting it. It's a lot of bureaucracy. And on one hand, we will keep that association, and the association will just care about its main purpose, which is keeping the space as a heritage site, and it will also rent it out. And the association will be financed through funds and also the rent that they give out, right? And that's not a way to make a lot of money. It's just really to keep the space alive. That's what the Blumenthal 7 e.V. association is for. And on top of that, we will now start, and we really want to get it started, the cooperative. So the idea of the cooperative is that it will do a final construction operation of one of the buildings. So once that the buildings are like refurbished and are within the heritage construct, the cooperative will kind of rent it out from the association and have some possibilities to support startups under the roof of that cooperation. And cooperative, and will also have like a fab lab, the co-working spaces and the events, and it can also sell products. So the idea is that the cooperative is basically what will take over the working part of humans doing things with money, interaction and so on. And it's always good to have a cooperative because it can sell stuff.
Garage.
Yeah, we feel like the cooperative is some kind of roof for all kind of startups. Yeah, so now we're done with our part of the talk, and if you have questions, have a look at our website. We can also meet up in the Matrix, or you ask the questions now, or meet us in Hall 3. Which is where our assembly is seated. Hall 3.
Wahnsinniges Projekt. Super
cool. Really, really great project. Super cool. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kohlen Porkat and Stefan, for this amazing talk. We have time for questions. When you want to ask questions, please line up at the microphones in the middle of the room so the people in the internet can also hear you. When you are in the internet, please ask your questions via the channel where you hopefully know where to ask your questions. The first question in microphone one, please. With the gas the gas energy production system, can you use it? And do you have like some old pollution which you have to take care of? We have nothing to do with this gas energy production facility, but we get rent from them, and this is very important for us. We have this 400,000 euros which we had to install there to actually get hang of the space. That's not getting less because like the running costs are actually covered by those rents, and it takes us away a lot of pressure from us. Like environmental pollution on the site. It's an interesting case because there's nothing productive. It was only extractive.
Mm-hmm.
There are some old isolations in the heating systems, which were problematic, but it's not too much. And in our space, actually, Ruhrkohle renovated it. So actually, this was in a good condition before we got it. And another area has to take care of the renovation and making this clear.
How can we help you when we want to support you?
Fuchs is someone who's most active in our group. He also drags tears down walls, so you can contact him in the matrix. To meaningfully answer your questions, you can start driving to the mine and help us and continue. When you are from the area and you would like to join us and help us, most people of us are super nice. We can always need help. So, just drop by, look at it, and Wednesday evening, everyone is most of the time there, and on Sundays often as well. So being close to you, this means driving 80, 90 kilometers. It's still worth it coming, and there's still happening a lot. Yes, definitely worth doing it.
The internet has a question, and the internet would like to know if there's going to be a deep drilling for the pump, the heat pump. And the answer is no, we will make a relatively flat heat pump, so just 1.30 meters. And we will make like a horizontal structure 2 meters below ground. The thing that we have on the roof, we don't know if anyone has ever tried this. So if you know if somebody has ever done this, to do a heat pump 30 centimeters below ground on your roof, if that works, and that's what we think it's going to work, that's how we know. We're just testing it, and then we can publish it and make it available to everyone. We want to open source it. Yeah. So it's a new way to try to make a heat pump, not to deep drill, but like below ground.
Microphone 2, please. Hello. You were talking about like using the warmth of the gas energy production. Yeah, with this gas energy production complex, it's like a thing. We know that the gas is not going to diffuse out of the whole station all the time. They said this is going to stop at some point and not produce any energy anymore. And there's another problem that the water in the ground is going to, the water level is going to rise in the whole system and causing some issues there. Right now, this is still running, but the company working on this, they invested into this whole system, so we think it's running, it's continued to run a bit more, but we really don't know if this is going to continue for a long time. Overall, the whole thing makes totally sense, but it's like very expensive to invest into this whole construction. We just don't know if you want to go into this. And we're not talking about the heat pump.
Why are we using propane gas and not CO2 gas? It's because the CO2 gas needs a lot more pressure. And we don't have any standard components and technology, so we would have to buy industrial components, which are, again, super expensive. The propane gas is a lot cheaper to construct, even though we have to deal with the fact that it's burnable, but we just need to find a good way to handle this. Thanks for the answer. And again, microphone 2. Joke about mining. There was a question whether the rope on the wheel still turns, and they said yes. And there are people actually moving in the area that are thinking about ways in which this wheel is turnable or usable again, maybe with an old motor of a washing machine, or because that would be a a very singular event. We don't know any of these turning wheels with ropes anymore in Europe that still turns, so it would be actually fun to make it turning again and have this special gadget on our area.
Super, dann machen wir gleich nochmal mit Mikrofon.
Great. Okay, Microphone 2.
We continue with Microphone 2.
Du hast schon angesprochen, Feature Creep und Wärmepumpe.
Yeah, you already addressed the thing, Feature Creep and cooperatives. Can you just describe the process, how you come to make those decisions and to build up those legal construct to run this? How do you organize as a group? The decisions happen to us. No. We have some bias, like to what we of course know or someone of us is familiar with. But on the other side of the hand, we also think about what has to be done. Owning a property, moving a lot of money, like long term, what when you want to do something like this long term, you really have to think about a construct which works for those measures. And we don't really have like this one hit all solution yet. We start to try to build up like working groups around like the open workshop, maintenance of the buildings, PR. The last approach around this time of the year, we realized it's always the same people meeting up, putting on the one hand or the other hat, and it's like a half chaotic process going on here. The people who are like involved a lot and do a lot, they look that they keep in a feedback loop with all the other people and are not like working past the other people. But everyone's just happy that someone is doing something and taking over tasks. My experience is often like doing is much better than talking, and there's happening a lot, really.
We can still have 1 to 2 questions. Microphone 2. Hi. So, if I remember correctly, that it has been drilled in the year 1940, so that's a different epoch, as we all know, 1940, it's the time of the Third Reich and of the Nazi regime. So do you have an idea of how you're going to deal, or did you already research how the working culture, we are talking about forced slave labor, was in that time, or how you're going to deal with this within your project, that it was dark in 1940?
Gute Frage, danke dafür. Es ist tatsächlich so, dass es da natürlich auch Zwangsarbeit.
Yeah, we know there was forced labor during the Nazi regime. We're pretty sure of it. And there's a history circle that consists of people that used to work in the mine, former miners. And while I was doing the podcast I talked about in the beginning, I was getting together a big amount of books about this topic, and if there's time for that, we really want to get into it. Right now, as sad as it is, it doesn't make a lot of sense, as at the moment we don't have many visitors, and in the moment, it's just right now, it's more important that the roof doesn't have any holes. So it's not more important, but like
urgent,
more urgent. So that's something we really want to take care of. Okay, I do it. I will talk about a podcast right now. Since 2 years, I've been thinking about making a podcast about this project. And Stefan will right here on this stage agree to be my very first guest, and then we'll talk about the topic. already at this Congress, I want to have a slot so we can record our first episode of the podcast on how we can start. And I think it's going to be something like blumenthal7.de/podcast. We will spread the podcast, but I really think we should start talking about this. And I want to accompany this project with a podcast so we can keep track of all the history.
This is an amazing final closing goal. Thank you very much for this final goal. Please give up a great applause and thank you very much.